Why don't we pray and then read our Bibles together? God, we come to you and we thank you because you are so good, kind, and loving to us. Thank you for these moments that you give us to gather together and experience the joy of singing to you together and reading your word. And as we do that, God, I pray that you would speak through your word to us, that we would hear your voice and your word, and you would guide us and draw us to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, so we started a few weeks ago looking at the book of Psalms, and I said, we're not going to go through every one. We're not going to, you know, drag it out as much as you might think 150 books could be dragged out, or chapters of a book could be dragged out. But we're going to look over the Psalms, and as we do, I think that one of the most inescapable things that we find immediately is that because the Psalms are songs, they're hymns, they were songs, they're poems that the people of God would sing to God. For a long time, the Psalms, for many, many years, the Psalms were the hymnal that God's people had. They were songs that were inspired by God that God's people would sing to him in praise. And because they're songs, they inescapably take us to make us think about singing because they're examples. Every Psalm is an example. You have to imagine people singing this for years and years and years to God. So you read the Psalms and it's singing. And then many of the Psalms themselves have explicit exhortations to us to also sing to God. In the Psalms, we see how God's people related to their God through song to him. And then those same songs tell us, you do that as well. Sing to him. As we read the Psalms, one of the things that we stumble upon because it's everywhere in them is that God's people, part of being God's people is that we sing to our God. And I think looking at this is going to be important for us, the global us, because, okay, if the Psalms are a catalog, as it were, of the praise that God's people sang to him for so many years, sometimes I think we could read the Psalms and then see a bit of a contrast between the Psalms and their song to God, and then our lives, because our reality is that we don't always sing a lot. Now there'll be some of us who would say, well, that's not me. I'm an exception to that. I sing all the time. I'm always singing. I don't shut up. I have to remind myself I'm at work. Stop singing to Jesus. But in general, I don't think we sing a lot. I we sing on Sundays, which is beautiful and wonderful, but isn't it true that even sometimes on Sundays we're gathered together and it's hard to sing out because everybody's watching? And I think a lot of us could say, aside from Sunday, I don't regularly sing to Jesus. I mean, I pray before I eat, but there isn't a time of day where I know that I'm always singing to Jesus, that in the morning or in the evening or a lot of us, that's not our reality. Even those of us who maybe say, well, I listen to praise music. I listen to Christian music during the week. A lot of times I think we would also be able to say, I listen more than I sing, which is good, but it's, why is that? Why aren't we always breaking forth in song to God? We do it so well when we come together. Why isn't it a bigger part of our lives? And maybe part of the reason is that we think that singing is for certain people who sing well. And most people, we don't think we can sing very well. And because we don't think we can sing very well, I think we can easily come to believe that singing, so when we talk about singing like we're doing today, singing is for other people. It's for, you know, it's Ben. He's obviously, but not me. That's not my thing. When we talk about singing, we exclude ourselves. It's because I don't sing very well. And even those of us who sing well might say, yeah, but singing it takes work to do. You have to do it. It's a hard thing. So I sing when there's special occasions. I'll sing out. I'm the person who sings out when there's happy birthday or whatever, or when I have to practice for something or when there's people watching, but it's not a regular part of our lives. And then there's another dynamic that I think silences our song. It's because when we sing, we're exposed. We're vulnerable. Singing makes us feel very vulnerable. It creates, when you sing, when we sing, it creates kind of a tension. It's uncomfortable when somebody's singing. If you want to make your friends feel uncomfortable when you're out with them, just start singing. And if that doesn't make everybody get weirded out, look at somebody in the eyes while you're singing. Singing is a vulnerable, emotionally exposing, uncomfortable thing. We're exposed when we sing. That's why even on Sundays, I think one of the reasons we could sing so well is because we're all facing forward. If we had to sit in a circle and look at each other, that would be harder, right? Because even when you're singing Happy Birthday, have you ever noticed no one looks at anybody when they're singing Happy Birthday because it's an emotionally exposing thing. And that's why it's so easy to make fun of and criticize. Oh, you see, his voice cracked, but not you. I've never heard your voice. That would be nice to hear because I've never heard it. Voice cracked when he's singing. They're not that good. They're on America's Got Talent. They're on TV. Don't they know what their voice sounds like? We make fun of people. I can't tell you how many times I've stopped singing and then made fun of myself, which if you've heard me sing, you know that's there's a reason for that. It's so easy to make fun of ourselves because that eases the tension, and that makes it harder to open our mouths and break out in song. And in the middle of that reality of ours, God enters. And God tells, one of the most frequent commands that we see in the Psalms is to sing. We read the Psalms, and the big idea that we can see in so many of them from beginning to end is that God wants to hear his children's song. God desires to hear his children sing to them. It's the application of so many Psalms. Today, I think, will be the day we hit the tipping point and someone stands up and says, yeah, too many verses, but I cut as much as I could. Just know that. So let's read through some of the Psalms. They're all in order. I'm going to go to Psalms 47. Oh, that's why it was. Hang on. Stick with me just one second. I opened up the wrong notes. There we go. Psalm 47, verse 1. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy, for the Lord the Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. Sing to God. He deserves it because he is king. We're supposed to sing to him. He deserves our vocal worship. Skip over to Psalms 66. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you, sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. God is so magnificent that even his enemies pretend to worship him. How much more those of us who love him, who are his people. Look at Psalm 89, verse 1. I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. And then, as he's done in the last two that we've looked at, he continues with this long description of the power of God, of the things God has done for them, of who God is. And the only answer to who God is, if you know him, is to sing to him. Because of his great power and his goodness to us, he commands us to open our mouth, sing to God. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning, your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. And that's more than singing on Sunday, as we should when we gather together, right? It's starting every day with song and then singing throughout the day. That's implied, doesn't say it. Then ending the day with a song of praise in our mouth to God. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Like in all the other psalms that we've been seeing up until this point, I've had to cut off the huge part of the psalm where he continues with this glorious description of everything God's done for them and who he is. And the only appropriate way, it's as if the only appropriate way to respond to this God is bursting forth into song. Psalm 96, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the people. Sing to God. Tell in song who our great God is. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Skip down to verse 4. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre, with the lyre, with the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 2. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. 108. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Apart from the first part where he says he's going to wake everybody, my paraphrase, wake everybody up in the morning because he's singing to God, he also says that his song is going to be a testimony to everyone who hears him, even people who don't believe, a testimony of how great our King is. Okay, let's read through some more. Psalm 138. I give thanks. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. Verse 7, same psalm. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, make a melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exalt in glory. And then look at this phrase. Let them sing for joy on their beds. So even when you lay down at night, maybe it's the end of the day, or maybe you're restless and you can't sleep, we're supposed to sing to God in those moments. We're supposed to sing. And look at how the Psalms end. 150, just the first two verses. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. From beginning to end, the Psalms are examples of singing to God and worshiping him, and they also contain these exhortations after exhortations that we are supposed to sing to God. And if you say, well, that was David. I mean, he obviously liked to sing. No, there was a man after God's own heart, God who even to this day commands his children to sing to him. Flip over to the New Testament. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 18, growing up, I read and was read a lot, verse 18, the first part especially, but then we would stop. We're going to keep reading today, right? Because it's all good. It's all very helpful. Verse 18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord in your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I read that. And then together with the psalms that we read, the only thing that I could say is this. God desires to hear the song of his children. Why would he want that? Why would God want his children to sing to him? Because he enjoys it. That's why he commands it. He inhabits that praise of his people. God wants to hear us sing because one of the reasons is because singing is one of the most powerful ways to express worship, to express value and love for something. We sing to that which we love. Whole stadiums breaking out into song, right? We sing about what we love. We express our love in song. We sing to the person that we love. That's why couples have their famous Our Song, right? That song that expresses their love for each other. And God, more than anyone, the great King of the universe, he deserves that kind of pure worship from the mouth of the people that he has saved and redeemed. We sing because singing is so powerful. Singing, here's why I think singing is powerful. It combines emotion, combines the heart, with logic, with our minds. We say words, we say ideas with our mouth, and then with the music, with the melody, we feel what we're saying. Music can give emotion to our words. How many times have you not felt something profound as you sang, whether it was to God or just songs you're listening to the radio, and you feel nostalgia, you feel love, you feel desire. That So when we sing to God, we're connecting our heart, we're connecting our mind with our Father in a very powerful way. That is why God desires to hear his people sing to him as we pour out an emotional expression of truth of who he is to him. So what do we do? What is our application? Well, we should sing praise to God. We should sing to God. We should sing praises to God. We should describe how powerful he and wonderful he is. We should sing songs that describe his works. We should sing songs that describe our love and our devotion to the King. We should do that regularly, constantly, daily. Singing to Jesus should be a constant part of our lives if we are God's people. We should sing together on Sundays, and we should sing at home when we're with our family. A day shouldn't go by that our children or our spouse or whoever we live with, our neighbors, if we live in an apartment with thin walls, shouldn't hear us sing. We should sing when we're by ourselves. We should incorporate singing in our daily habits, maybe different times of the day, maybe when you're driving to work, maybe when you're coming home, different places that should just be triggers to us. This is when I sing to Jesus. We should sing in planned and spontaneous moments. We should always be singing, and we should worship when we sing. We should our song to Jesus should be worship. We've all sang words to Jesus, and sometimes it's not worship. Well, what makes a song worship? Well, it's the words that we sing. It's also the heart and the mind of the person who's singing. So singing is praising. Let me start that over. Praising is singing with our heart. It's thinking about what we're saying. It's thinking about the words that we're singing. It's directing our affections, the affections of our heart, through our song to God. It's ignoring the thought of, am I singing okay? Am I on tune? Am I not on tune? Who's watching me? Who's hearing me? Is anybody looking at me? Doesn't matter. It's singing with all of our heart, with all of our gusto. It's only thinking about the words and thinking about God and losing ourselves in the experience in that moment. So here's a question for you and for me. How will you incorporate more singing to God into your life this week? How will you sing to Jesus more throughout this week? What will you do to make that happen? Listen, when we do that, when we sing to Jesus as we go through our week, when we're always just breaking out in song to God, we are joining in that moment with all creation, with heaven, with the angels, with fish, with the stars, with trees. Look at, humor me. Just a couple more psalms. Go to Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky above proclaims his handiwork. day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. Look at Psalm 96, verse 11. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the fields exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Is that some kind of poetic metaphor? Or is he saying that every sound that nature makes is singing to its creator? I think it's the latter. Look at verse 98, verse 7, chapter 98, verse 7. Psalm 98, verse 7. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the people with righteousness and the peoples with equity. When we sing to God, we are joining in that moment. We're joining with creation. We're joining with celestial beings that are constantly singing to God. We're doing the most glorious thing that we can do, the thing we were created to do. We're singing the praises of our great God and King. So we'll get to the end. He asks a question, important question, because everything has to do with the gospel. Everything has to do with the cross and the table. What does singing have to do with the gospel? I think it has a lot to do with the gospel, because in Christ, we have received so much. We've been adopted into God's family. We've been forgiven of our rebellion against God, against our Creator. We have eternal life promised to us with our Father. The Holy Spirit fills us today. If King David had so many reasons, so many things that he could name out in his songs to God, there's so many reasons to sing the praises of God, how much more do we have a reason to sing? Because in Christ, we have received a multitude of blessings. And if you're not a Christian this morning, you're hearing this. If you're thinking about what God gives his children, all the reasons why God's children sing to their Father, for you, that is an invitation. That's an invitation to receive the miracle of salvation, to surrender to Jesus in repentance and baptism, and in that moment, to then have a reason, the biggest reason in the world for all of eternity, to worship your Savior. And in this community, when you say, I want that, I want to become a Christian, I want to surrender to the King of the universe, tell someone. You can repent. You can be baptized. For those of us who are Christians, this is an invitation to remember what God has given us. So as we take bread, as we take juice, we remember the cross, the body, and the blood of Jesus. Let's lift our hearts to God and worship as we thank him for what he's given us. God, we come to you right now and we thank you because you are good and kind, and you show your kindness and your goodness and your power so many ways to us. And now in this moment, as we remember the cross, remember Jesus, his body and his blood, we thank you. We thank you that we could sing your praises. We could sing to our Savior. We could sing the glory of how good it is to be your children and know you. And that we'll be able to sing that for all of eternity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.